Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Conversations with Blair, and you're speaking or listening to Blair. If you'd like to participate in the conversation, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. Today's topic is too many laws, too many rules, and regulations. The first topic I'd like to address is what has happened with the vote to support gay marriage. First of all, the vote from the Supreme Court is not a vote to support gay marriage. What it does, and what most people have failed to realize, is that gay people do not get the same rights that married couples get. They cannot get insurance coverage for each other, and they cannot take the tax deductions that married couples can get. So the real reason for getting gay marriage approved was so that they could get the same benefits as other people. Now, having said that, I am opposed to the fact that the insurance companies have such a large control over what happens in this nation, not just with our health, but how people get treated. We have a nation that won't move unless our government says it's okay. This is wrong. Laws are to ensure the safety of the people, not tell them how they should live. In Texas, as in a bunch of other states, it's legal to turn right on red when you're driving. However, now that we have these cameras, if we don't stop enough or as long as the camera takes to register that we've stopped, you'll get a ticket for turning right on red. I have yet to see an accident happen before, during, or after we have put in the red lights from somebody turning right on red. It is the responsibility of the driver to look at the entire intersection before making the turn. However, if there's no one in any of the areas, they could slow down, maybe do what they call a rolling stop, and then turn right on red. But they're safe, and they have caused no harm to anyone. That makes me believe that the cameras have become a revenue stream for the company. I don't like that. If the importance of the camera is to make sure that people drive safely, fine. But our lives should not be in the hands of a computer. And that's what the red light cameras are. There are other things that are on the books that don't get paid any attention to, like litter laws, jaywalking laws. I don't know about you, but I've yet to see anybody get a ticket for littering. I have yet to see anybody get a ticket for jaywalking. Back in the day, maybe, but in recent 10, 20 years, 30 years, I've yet to see a ticket be issued for any of these things. Littering is becoming a major issue because it makes the areas we live in look trashy and unfit for people with small children just to walk safely. My feeling is that children in detention in school should be made to do something constructive. I don't know what they do nowadays for detention, but my feeling is that they should be made to pick up litter. I think that would serve two purposes. One, teach them how unpleasant it is to pick up other people's trash. And two, to understand that it's not right to litter and make them pick up trash until they're sick of picking up trash. Then the next time they see one of their fellow students or an adult drop trash on the ground, they'll either run up to them and tell them they need to pick it up, or they'll pick it up and put it in the trash bin. That is a more useful thing to do than just have somebody sit in detention doing nothing. We have marriage laws, okay? Apparently, licenses didn't get issued in the United States, marriage license didn't get issued in the United States by government until the 1920s. Now we have laws that say you can have a common law marriage, which means you've never applied for a license. Or we have green card marriages where people marry people from foreign countries so that they can live in this country illegally. There are so many things that need to be addressed that we have polluted ourselves with laws and rules that mean absolutely nothing. But they do produce revenue either for the state or for the federal government. These entities are not businesses. They don't run off the backs of people who make mistakes. We pay taxes. Our taxes are supposed to go to build roads, pay for police force, municipal things that need to be taken care of. We don't need to create a revenue stream for the government because they don't know how to manage money. Our children are not taught to be responsible for themselves. They're not taught to put trash in the litter bin. They're not taught to be respectful, to say hello, goodbye, or thank you, and please. Those things, if they were used on a daily basis, would probably eliminate many of the laws and rules and regulations that now exist. I think someone needs to take the time to comb over from the local level up to the federal level all the laws and regulations that are on the books, because I'm sure they would find that many of them are useless today and they need to be done away with. If you have comments or something you'd like to say about this topic today, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. I look forward to hearing from people because it makes it so much easier for me to address all these topics. As one person, I can only go over so much, and hearing myself is not the best thing I've ever done. I do better when I can talk to somebody and they can disagree with me or they can share with me their point of view. We need to come back to being responsible for ourselves. Rules, regulations, and laws are meant to be guideposts. They're not meant to tell us how we live on a daily basis. I think one of the most hurtful things that has developed on a local level are all these HOAs. I warn people who go to buy a house that they have to understand if they're buying a house that has an HOA. From what I understand, HOAs are a board of people that live in the community that help to run the regulations and make sure that the community is kept to a proper standard, place they want to live. However, sometimes they get a little goofy, and they have no regard for when people get into trouble and can't pay the HOA fees. People have HOAs for a reason. I don't agree with the reason. I grew up in communities where there was an HOA, and people took responsibility for for maintaining their yards and the garbage being picked up and the pool being maintained and the golf courses, whatever municipal grounds were taken care of. But there was never an HOA. Let's get back to being Americans who not only send our young men and women and dogs off to war to fight to protect our safety, but also work at home to protect our safety and teach our kids proper responsibility. It's not enough to send people off to war. We have to be a country that people can respect, that we respect ourselves, that we take responsibility for our actions. If you would like to comment, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. I'm really interested in knowing what people think about the red light cameras, about the law that was just passed approving gay marriage, or the most recent thing, getting rid of the Confederate flag, which I think is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous ruling. It's the Confederate flag. We are so many hundreds of years away from what the Confederacy stood for and the fact that the Confederates fought to keep slavery. That's not what the Confederate flag means today. I feel that anybody who flies a Confederate flag is just saying, I'm from the South, and I'm proud of it. They don't hold the Confederate flag above the American flag. It's either alongside or below. That's not disrespectful, and it's not a matter of hate. There's no hate attached to the Confederate flag. People have to understand that we interpret things, and it's how we interpret them that makes the symbol stand for whatever it stands for. The Marines are very proud. They're Marine green. They don't see colors. They don't see black. They don't see white. They don't see red. It's just Marine green. That's the way the rest of the United States needs to be. Not black, white, yellow, green, purple, whatever. We need to see ourselves as a nation of Americans and be proud of who we are and what we stand for. My phone number here is 646-929-0789. We must take back our lives and not allow the fact that we have to have a rule here, a law there, a regulation here. We can make decisions and good decisions, and we can help our neighbors to make the right decisions and the right choices. We just have to talk to one another and work things out on a direct basis, not put it in the hands of a lawyer or in the hands of the courts. We can fix what's wrong here by taking responsibility. And the thing about the illegal immigrants, that will be for another topic. That will be for another day. But immigrants want to come to the United States because we have so many opportunities. Let's not spoil our opportunities with too many laws, too many rules, and too many regulations. Let's make it the proud country that we fought for it to be. Again, the number here is 646-929-0789. I look forward to hearing from you all. You can send me an email, I believe. Just don't know what that email address is. Forgive me. But anyway, I will find an email address. So the next time I have a topic and you want to discuss later, you can send me an email. Thank you for your time, and God bless you.